and Merchants main branch on Hickory Street. Home sweet home ownership made easy with me, Melissa Miller. NMLS number 631065, Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Use a smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Can I borrow your ladder? Gotta fix that shutter. Uh-oh, Central Heating and Cooling's at your house. Having trouble? I never have trouble. With Central Heating and Cooling's planned maintenance, every summer and winter they do maintenance on my system. Plus, if ever I need a repair, I get one service call free. I save money.
I need that. Does Central have a home maintenance program?
Afraid not. Then how about that ladder?
Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier authorized dealer. Call 425-4717.
Mountain Home gets the ball to start the second half as they trail Asylum Springs 30-27. Here is Harris giving it up top to Bickford. Bickford drilling to the left side. Throws it back up top to Harris. Back to Bickford. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer on the wing. No good. Chases down his own rebound, though. And Mountain Home will set back up. We're 30 seconds into the second half. Bickford will dribble toward the free throw line. Now throws it to Harris on the left side. His three-pointer a little strong. Offensive rebound for Rob. He puts it back up and in.
Yeah, if you ask McGee, he's going to tell you it was a pass right off the backboard there or wide open Hagen.
It is a one-point game now, 30-29. Panthers up. Newman into the front court. Gives it to Fox on the right side. Up to Hawbaker. Back over to Fox. Mounts home in the zone right now. Ball goes over to Fashawn, back up top to Hawbaker, over to Fox on the right. Cross court to Fashawn on the left side. Down the corner it goes to Spence, back to Fashawn. Try to throw it back to Spence, pass goes a little wide of him and out of bounds, and that'll be Asylum Springs' sixth turnover of the night.
Yeah, it's always neat to see the adjustments coming out of halftime that both coaches made. One thing you're seeing from Asylum Springs is the active pressure. They're extending this zone now, and they're kind of in a 1-3-1 right here. They're going to extend it up to about half court on us.
Here's Bickford into the front court, gives it to Harris on the right side. Picks up his dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to McLean in the right corner. His three-pointer is up, no good. Rob almost had the rebound, just couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Asylum Springs ball with 6:31 left in the third.
Yeah, good read right there by Hagen. He saw that ball all the way out here from the three-point line, went in, just couldn't grasp it.
Hawbaker gives it to Newman, into the front court to Fashawn. Over to Hawbaker on the right side. It's like a 2-3 zone, I think, for Mountain Home.
Yeah, it's kind of it's not a matchup, but it's kind of a weird amoeba-type zone that we run and do a really good job of disguising what it is.
Hawbaker will give it to Spence in the left corner. His jumper won't go, and McLean gets the rebound for the Bombers. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Bickford with it. Throws it up top to McLean. Down to Rob in the low block. He's going to be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 5:58 left to play in the third quarter, and Mountain Home has a chance to get the lead back.
Yeah, good hard foul there, right there. Good to see Newman though helping Hagen up. You know, just kind of incidental contact. Well, not incidental, but yeah. Good hard foul. But he did help him up out there. Good sportsmanship.
So that is Newman's first personal foul, team foul number one against Asylum Springs here in the second half. Levi Fox checking out of the game as Noah Shipp comes back in. So Rob misses the first free throw. And he has at least one more chance to tie it up. Rob's second shot is up, and he misses both, and the rebound is chased down by Shipp. So it stays a one-point lead for Asylum Springs with less than 6 minutes left of the third period. Hawbaker throws it over to Spence on the left side to Newman at the elbow. He puts up the jumper, no good, and the rebound is chased down by Spence. He will kick it out to Fashawn in the left corner. His three-pointer misses everything. Shipp's there for the offensive rebound and the putback. Noah Shipp with six on the night. Too many chances for Asylum Springs there on that.
Yeah.
Bickford with it. Gives it to McLean on the left side. He immediately puts up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Vachon.
Yeah, good shot there for the Bombers. Open three.
32-29. Here is Vachon going into the lane for the running jumper. No good. And the rebound comes to Dewey.
See if we get a paint touch right here.
It's a three-point Panther advantage. Bickford dribbles to the elbow, pulls up for the jumper, rolls around and falls in.
Yeah, there it was. Drive right there to the top of the key in the paint. That's the key to the 1-3-1. Get it in there to the paint touch and then pass off of that with the cutting guards.
Bickford with his first 2 points of the night, 32-31. Panthers up. Ball knocked away, but Newman's there in the paint to get it. Good, puts up the layup. Will not go and gets his own rebound. Tries to go back up with that. He'll head to the free throw line as he is fouled on the way up.
I think it's three possessions in a row. The Bombers have given up an offensive rebound down on the other end, giving Asylum Springs several chances.
Hagan Rod picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Bombers here in the second half. So Dalton Newman at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 8 points so far this evening. First shot is up and in. Blaine Tate coming in for Mountain Home, replacing McGee Harris. And for Asylum Springs, Cam Black Fox will check in as he replaces Jackson Spence.
A couple score updates. You got Van Buren over Greenbrier at the half, 24-18. Harrison up 18-10 at the end of one. And Russellville up 15-9 over Greenwood.
Newman gets both free throws. He's in double figures with 10. It's a three-point lead for Asylum Springs, 34-31 our score with 4:38 left in the third. Here's Tate giving it to Rob. Back to Tate. Tate dribbles towards the low block. Now kicks out to McLean in the right corner. His three-pointer, no good. And rebound's knocked around and controlled by Asylum Springs. And now an offensive foul is going to be called on Newman in the backcourt.
Yeah, Ryder did a good job right there getting into Newman's space. He almost had a turnover just on the steal, and Newman just kind of flexed that arm and extended that elbow out. Newman, offensive foul.
Newman picks up his second personal foul, second team foul against the Panthers here in the second half. Now it's on with a chance to cut to one or tie it on this possession. Tate with it, gives it to McLean. To Dewey in the paint, he puts up the jumper. Good. Braden Dewey with nine on the night. 34-33, Panthers up. And it looks like Asylum Springs is going to call timeout. Their first of the night. We'll break with 4:09. Let's play in the third. It is Asylum Springs up on Mount Home, 34-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
This is Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yelville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp, Brad Coleman joining you courtside here at the Panther Activity Center in Asylum Springs. Audrey Young, my producer, back at the studio. A little over 4 minutes left to the third quarter here. This boys' matchup, Asylum Springs has the ball up 34-33. Here's Vachon with the ball on the left side. His three-pointer will not go. Mountain Home, Dewey chases down the rebound from Mountain Home, and the Bombers have a chance to get the lead back.
Well, those are the same shoes Dewey had on in the first half.
I'm not sure.
No, I don't remember seeing those.
Oh, you're maybe not. Ball knocked away by Black Fox and it goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Mount Home will keep possession with 3:44 left to play in the third quarter. 21 left on the shot clock.
We don't have a pretty female sideline reporter. We got Dylan Conley that has confirmed that it is not the shoes that he had on in the first half.
Well, here is Tate with it. I'm not going to add anything to that comment. Here is McLean. Has his pass knocked away and stolen by Black Fox. As Mount Home, sixth turnover of the night. Here's Newman back the other way, dribbling to the low block. And he's going to try to put up the jumper over Newman, and he gets it off the glass.
Yeah, kind of good body there, control there by Newman to get that shot.
12 on the night for Dalton Newman, 36-33, Panthers up. Ball goes to McLean, he almost lost the handle of it. Ball now down to Dewey, and he's going to be fouled. A reach in on Dalton Newman, that's his third personal foul, team foul number three against the Panthers here in the second half.
I think Newman's got all fouls on the second half, doesn't he?
And the clock is continuing to run. Yeah, I think you're right. All right, so they reset the shot clock. I don't know if they're going to reset the game clock. I guess not. So,
yeah, 3:05 is what they got on there.
Okay,
now.
You're right. So Hotbaker checks out of the game as Jackson Spence comes back in for the Panthers. Inbound pass goes to Bickford on the right side. He drills up to the top.
Back in that 3-2 zone here.
Ball goes over to Tate on the right. Back to Bickford. To Dewey on the low block. He puts up the turnaround jumper. Good.
Yeah, this quarter right here, Matt, paint touches equal points for the Bombers.
36-35, Panthers up with 2:42 left to play in the third. Newman into the front court, gives it to Vachon on the left side. He'll dribble up to the top. Now goes over toward the right side. Over on the left side to Black Fox. Back to Vachon. He's going to try for the three on the wing, and he gets it. Nate Vachon now in double figures with 12. So two-possession lead now for Solemn Springs, 39-35. 2:20 left to play in the third. Here is Tate with it, gives it to Bickford. Over to McLean in the right corner. Drills towards the paint, has the ball knocked away, and the ball still being fought for, and Newman chases it down, and Solemn Springs comes up with the steal, and they almost turn it over themselves. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by McLean, and Mountain Home, Solemn Springs will keep possession of it. Ryder McLean checks out of the game as Braxton Carson comes in for the first time tonight, junior for the Bombers. Hall Baker comes back in for the Panthers as Black Fox will take a seat. 2:05, let's play in the third quarter. It is a four-point lead for Solemn Springs, 39-35. Here's Vachon throwing it to Fox in the right corner. He drills towards the lane, finds Hawbaker cutting in, but for the layup, good.
Yeah, nice bounce pass there.
And Mount Tom's going to call another timeout. They'll only have one left after this. 1:51, let's play in the third. It is Solemn Springs leading Mount Tom 41-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
1:51, let's play in the third quarter. Mountain Home uses uses a timeout, and they just have one left now. They trail Solemn Springs 41-35. So right now, Van Buren's up on Greenbrier in the boys' game. Dylan, which set was? 33-28 in the third. And start of the fourth quarter. Okay, here's Tate with it on the right side for Mountain Home. He drills to the corner, kicks out to Bickford. He'll dribble to the free throw line, over to Tate on the right side. He's going to try for the three there on the wing. No good, and Hawbaker gets the rebound for the Panthers.
Yeah, Mountain Home needs a stop right here. The Solemn Springs on a pretty decent little run to extend the lead to six. Need a stop. We can't let this thing get too far out of control for us here.
Panthers looking to make it a three-possession game on this play. 1:17, let's play in the third. Ball goes to Vachon. He dribbles up to the top, over to Newman on the right side. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And foul's going to be called on Mount Tom on the rebound attempt. And Solemn Springs will keep possession with 1:09 left in the third.
Yeah, going to get Blaine Tate right there going in and kind of bumping them on that rebound.
That is Tate's first personal foul, team foul number two against the Bombers here in the second half. Newman checks out of the game, and let's see, who was it that came in for him? Was it Fox? Oh, no, it was Ship.
Yep, Ship.
Okay, so here is Vachon with it up top. A little over a minute left in the third. Vachon drills to the lane. He's going up for the layup, and he gets it. Nate Vachon with 14 on the night. It's a 2-3 possession lead for Solemn Springs now.
Yeah, Mountain Home needs to get some buckets right here. We've had some turnovers and some missed shots. You know, we've talked about paint touches equal points so far this quarter for the Bombers. See if we can get something down low.
Here's Carson with it. He will throw it out to Tate. Tate will give it to Dewey just outside the lane, down to Dover on the low block. His layup is up and in.
There we go. Good ball movement right there. Interior passing from Dewey to Dover.
Dover's first 2 points of the night. 43-37, Salem Springs up. 23 seconds left in the third. Shot clock is off. Ball is with Hawbaker. Over to Vachon on the left side.
It will be Salem's ball to start the fourth quarter, so I bet they take one shot right here and try to double up.
Well, Ship has the ball knocked away, and Matholm comes up with a steal, and now the two teams exchange turnovers as Salem Springs gets it right back. 5 seconds left to play in the third. Here's Vachon. He's going to try for the three to beat the buzzer, and he gets it. Wow.
Yeah, great play there. Kind of bad luck there for the Bombers.
So it is a 9-point lead to head into the final period. Our score at the end of three, Salem Springs leading Mount Home 46-37. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community,